Greg Bedard with us on the Shots at Star Market Patriots post-game show. Hey, Greg.
What's up, guys?
Greg, give us your assessment of Rob Gronkowski in his return today.
I thought he was a little bit better. I mean, I think we have to, unless for some reason he starts to get better every week, which I guess is possible, I think we just have to create a new reality for Rob Gronkowski where he's no longer a dominating force, that he's, part of a fabric of an efficient offense. I think the big thing is, and this continues to where it sort of left off with the Bills, and I wrote about it, about how, the Bills didn't pay him any extra attention, and they just really singled him up most of the time. I think they doubled him twice. Once was in the red zone. Today we saw the Jets just be content with Adams on Gronkowski down the field. And, sure, is Gronk going to make, the occasional big catch down the field like he did for the touchdown in this game? Sure. I mean, he's still a size mismatch. He's got great hands. His catch radius is unbelievable. But I just don't think he's – I think this is part of the reason why the Patriots are struggling in the red zone, is because they've been used to having Rob Gronkowski or some sort of tight end, whether it's Martellus Bennett, as a focal point in the red zone. And I think just without that, I think they're struggling to find their way. And it's just – it goes back to Gronkowski's not dictating coverage anymore. So they have to get used to a new reality on offense.
And how do you think that Tom Brady looked today?
I thought he looked better. It looked like he cleaned up some of his footwork, some of his mechanics. Certainly there were throws that he missed. There was the underthrow to Patterson down the field. I don't even think the third down pass to Gordon, the third and 10 for 17 yards that they converted. I don't think Tom Brady got all of it on it that he wanted to. But he was certainly, it was very effective. It was efficient. I just think in general, this Patriots offense, sure they had struggles in the red zone, and they're going to have to clean those up for the postseason. But I thought overall it was just much more efficient, prolonged drives, not a whole lot of three and outs. And I think that had to do with the running game, but also, I thought Brady was a little bit better and the offense in general was better.
We're talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. The first three quarters of this game, Greg, really wasn't the cleanest football played by this Patriots team today. So it's really about the fourth quarter being able to separate here at the end. Do you think that the Patriots, before they get to the end of this season, are going to look better on the road than they have to this point? Obviously, a lot of this pointing to the game that's going to happen in Pittsburgh in 3 weeks. But is this going to get better, or is this just what they are?
I think they can get a little bit better. I mean, certainly to this point they haven't played a complete game. I don't even know if you could say today was a complete game, considering they set, a season high with penalties and yards and things like that. I think that I liked how they used Gordon more today. And I think if they continue along these lines with the offense really, running through Edelman and also the running game and sort of spreading the ball around a little bit more, then I think they have a chance to get better. I don't know if they're ever going to be an overpowering offense, but especially on the road. But I think they still have a lot more room to grow. And it's a question of, is there enough time left for them to get there? I think grabbing a bye and, seeing the Steelers struggle a little bit right now in Denver, that would help immensely. But I still I think they can get a bit better. And I think a lot of it has to just do with Tom Brady getting more comfortable with the guys around him and sort of the new reality of the offense.
And the defense, too, I thought for the first three quarters left a lot to be desired. They settled down late, but outside of the couple of sacks they had against Josh McCown, it felt like he had all day to throw for stretches. Why can't that front seven generate more pressure? Is it just simply lack of talent?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I thought they got a decent amount of pressure today. And actually, I was going through the numbers. After the first quarter, McCown was, 10 of 12 in the first quarter and had a passer rating of 130. In the final three quarters, he completed 40 55.8% of his passes and had a 51.7 rating. So I thought they adjusted well to some things. You know, certainly McCown being 39 years old and a backup, you know, is not exactly the stiffest test, but he always gives the Patriots problems. You know, I just think it's a question. They don't do a whole lot of exotic things, so they have to win one-on-one up front. And just the guys that can do that on a consistent basis are pretty few and far between. It's Trey Flowers, and that's about it. It'd be nice if they got a lot more out of Adrian Claiborne than they're getting right now. I saw him not do very much on some rushes. So, you know, it's going to take a team effort for them to get better, but I just don't think they're all that talented up front.
Greg, what do you think we see in a week from now with the Minnesota Vikings coming to town? They're a team that has been a bit of a disappointment. I don't think they've exactly met their expectations to this point, but what should we expect to see here in Foxborough?
Yeah, that's going to be a very tough, grinded-out sort of game. You know, I think it's going to be very low scoring. You know, you're right, the Vikings have, you know, struggled to this point. Most of their struggles have been on offense, and you know, I think a lot of it has to do with they just don't run the ball enough, and they rely on Kirk Cousins. They get way too pass happy, and if you do that, you know, look, Kirk Cousins is fine, but you know, he's at his best when he's just part of a functioning unit, and you know, not the lead dog. And you know, that defense is going to be tough. I think it's going to be a really good challenge and sort of a warm-up for the Steelers game, where this Patriots offense is challenged from the get-go up front. They're really physical. The offensive line is going to be tested. They're really good in the secondary. Harrison Smith's one of the best safeties in the game. Of course, the cornerbacks are really good. This is going to be a tough test. We will know, you know, how good this offense can be down the stretch by how well they do against the Vikings.
All right, Greg Bedard, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter and also read his work at the Boston Sports Journal as the Patriots get a win to move to 8-3. Greg, thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.